Welcome to A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons, presented by 1-2 Radio. These lessons are audio versions of the 365 daily lessons from the workbook for students. You can view a written version of these lessons on the homepage of 12listen.com. On the right side of the page, look for Daily Messages and click on ACIM Daily Lessons. For more information about A Course in Miracles, please see Foundation for A Course in Miracles at www.facim.org. Now sit back and relax. Here is your daily lesson. Today's lesson is part of our second review, in which we are covering two lessons each day. You can hear the introduction instructions for this review by listening to Lesson 81 in the archives at 12radio.com. But meanwhile, here's a brief version. As usual, set aside about 15 minutes today for a longer practice period and have frequent shorter ones as you are able and willing. Regard these practice periods as dedications to the way, the truth, and the life. Refuse to be sidetracked into detours, illusions, and thoughts of death. You are dedicated to salvation. Be determined each day not to leave your function unfulfilled. Although you will read the lessons and comments and think about them, try to spend the major part of the time listening quietly but attentively. There is a message waiting for you. Be confident that you will receive it. Remember that it belongs to you and that you want it.
This is Lizanne Flynn, Lesson 82. We will review these ideas today. Number 63. The light of the world brings peace to every mind through my forgiveness. My forgiveness is the means by which the light of the world finds expression through me. My forgiveness is the means by which I become aware of the light of the world in me. My forgiveness is the means by which the world is healed together with myself. Let me then forgive the world that it may be healed along with me. Suggestions for specific forms for applying this idea are: let peace extend from my mind to yours. Insert a name. I share the light of the world with you. Insert a name. Through my forgiveness, I can see this as it is. Number 64. Let me not forget my function. I would not forget my function because I would remember myself. I cannot fulfill my function if I forget it. And unless I fulfill my function, I will not experience the joy that God intends for me. Suitable specific forms of this idea include: let me not use this to hide my function from me. I would use this as an opportunity to fulfill my function. This may threaten my ego, but cannot change my function in any way.
You've been listening to A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons, presented by 12 Radio. These lessons are audio versions of the 365 daily lessons from the workbook for students. You can view a written version on the homepage of 12listen.com. On the right side of the page, look for Daily Messages and click on ACIM Daily Lessons. You may also be interested in A Course in Miracles discussion group, available at 12academy.com. For more information about A Course in Miracles, please see Foundation for A Course in Miracles at www.facim.org. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next daily lesson.